Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. Our guest today, Ag Country Farm Credit Services Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing Education, Rob Frowning. Rob, let's as we approach the year end here, let's just talk maybe some things, some planning things that guys should be thinking about as we end 24 and look into head into 2025.
Yeah, you know, like you said, as we wrap up 24 here, we're getting ready for 25. So it's that time of year again. Let's start looking at where we at for costs. What do we have locked in? We maybe made some early purchases on fertilizer or seed, so we kind of got some of that maybe locked in. Figure where our costs are, figure where our revenue goals are. What do we need to cover these costs? And then start looking at maybe a crop insurance plan that also helps protect our marketing as well as protecting some of those costs should we have a tough growing season. You know, like this last year, there's a couple of pockets that really needed that crop insurance, some bad hail storms and obviously some excess moisture in some areas. So it's never too early to start planning. Crop insurance has made a lot of changes over the past few years, and it's pretty complicated, and we've got to get our cost structure figured out and our goals figured out before we can figure out how much do we want to protect it, how do we want to protect it.
Where do we start then? We start with the expense sheet, looking at what we need for expenses, or do we start on the marketing plan side?
You know, I like to look at the expense side first, because we got to make sure we cover our costs and make sure we can be profitable to move forward. And, you know, we don't want to just start arbitrarily pulling out numbers in the marketing plan and say, hey, let's start selling at this because it sounds like a good price. You know, I always say if you're making money, you can't go broke, right? So as long as we're covering those costs and then figure out, you know, how much do we want to, you know, if we can get a return above those costs, and those things go into our marketing plan. So I like to start with the expense side first, figure out what we do have locked in, what we can probably predict as expenses. I mean, there's always some unexpected things that we can't always account for, but kind of getting those expenses in line, figuring that out, and then say, okay, now where do we take this for a marketing plan?
Sure. It also gives you a chance to take advantage of some of those end-of-the-year specials, too, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, and there's always some tax planning, right? So we always got a lot of things going on when we're managing a farm, and so, you know, getting those expenses figured out, maybe there's some good deals or discounts to maybe purchase some or lock some of those expenses in before the end of the year, and also where are we at with our taxes? I know a lot of people are doing tax planning right now, so that's also going to play a factor in that they have to balance.
Yeah. Well, then, like you said, too, then once we get the fertilizer chemicals, do you recommend prepaying for as much of that as possible or not?
Well, not necessarily prepaying. I mean, I'm still looking for a good deal. I mean, so we all know, you know, where these things are at, and we don't necessarily know where they're going to go in the future. So, you know, not necessarily prepaying for everything. You know, again, we got to manage the taxes. So we look at that side of it. How much should we be, you know, prepaying and buying right now, and how much should we wait till after the first? But really, you know, where is this at relative to where we've been? Is it at a good price, and are we getting a good enough discount to pay for it today?
Yeah, and then at the same time, once we get those balance sheets kind of worked on and worked out, then we need to be thinking about crop insurance, I suppose, huh?
Like I said, once we get some of that stuff figured out, maybe have that marketing plan. Well, crop insurance is really the only thing that backs up that marketing plan should something adversely happen to that crop to protect you. So we got to figure out, you know, what kind of crop insurance do we want to have to protect that marketing, but also that crop insurance protects the expense. So even if we didn't get anything marketed, if we don't have a crop, we need to have something there to back us up to cover those expenses. And we're seeing this year with these, you know, the market obviously is down a little bit from where we've been in the past. We might not be able to get all those expenses covered with just a regular, you know, 75% revenue protection policy. So there's other policies that are out there from supplemental coverage options, enhanced coverage option, ECO, SCO. Those are a little higher coverage to get into those shallow losses. One thing new for 25 is the increased premium support and subsidy on that ECO, and that's the one that starts at 95% coverage. It's an area-based, so it's kind of based on your county and your area, not your specific plan, but it's a way to get a little extra coverage, and it's going to be significantly cheaper this year compared to last year just because of that increased premium support. So that's already built in and done. They've been talking about doing something similar with the SCO, but that has to come through the farm bill, because SCO is tied in with that, with your ARC and PLC decision. So I don't anticipate that probably being passed anytime soon, especially for the 25 year. But the ECO is, and that's something I'm encouraging a lot of people to look at. If they need a little extra coverage in crop insurance, look at that ECO and see if that's the right fit for you.
Yeah, especially the shallow loss, that's vital.
Yeah, and like I said, 95% of the expected revenue is where that thing can kick in, and so it doesn't take much of a dip just in price alone. I mean, even if yield is as expected, a 5% discount or decrease in your crop insurance price from March to October on corn and soybeans, it could easily happen. We've seen it before.
Yeah, for sure. Where do we start then? Do we just walk in or call one of the Ag Country Farm Credit Services people, or what's the plan?
Absolutely. Look us up. Call your local office. Our insurance officers are definitely there, willing to help. We've got some great tools that can help analyze all of these crop insurance policies. I was at a meeting the other day, and they were talking about there's over 2,000 different ways to structure a crop insurance policy on just one crop in one county. There's so many different options, looking at APH and different yields, as well as including these area-based plans, ECO, SCO, and different ways to add that. So we have great tools to analyze all of that. It gives us kind of what's the best fit scenario for your operation and how does that look. Just give our insurance officer a call, go on in, and take a look at it.
All right. Anything else, Rob, that we should be aware of?
Just, it's the holiday season, so just wish everybody happy holidays and appreciate the business that everybody has given us, and just looking forward to another exciting new year.
Thanks, Rob. Rob Frowning, Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing Education for Ag Country Farm Credit Services. If you have any questions about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook or on X, or submit your question by using their website, agcountry.com. For Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network, I'm Randy Coleman.